As we get to the 14th chapter of Luke, in Luke's travel account, where our Lord is walking to Jerusalem to die for us, the Bible tells us that there are now great crowds following him. Our Lord may have known that a lot of those following him are doing so more out of curiosity than dedication. Rubberneckers, if you would. Ambulance chasers. They want to see what the excitement's all about. So our Lord stops and he outlines the cost of discipleship. He tells the rubberneckers what it will cost to save their soul. Among the cost of discipleship is that everyone has to carry their own cross. You have to carry it yourself. Or our Lord said, you cannot be my disciple. We all have crosses. We all think that the crosses we carry are heavy at times, and they are. Although we need to remember that things could also be worse. I'll tell you this story. Perhaps you've heard it before. It's a story that reminds us that perhaps the crosses we carry are the crosses we would want to keep. It's a story of a village that had among its people a very wise old man. The villagers always trusted this man to provide them answers to the crosses they carried, so they came to him. One day, a farmer from the village went to the wise man and said, in a frantic tone, "Wise man, help me. A horrible thing has happened to me. My ox has died, and I have no animal to help me plow the field. Isn't this the worst thing that could have possibly happened to me at this time?" The wise man looked at the farmer and said, "Maybe so. Maybe not." Farmer hurried back to the village and reported all this. Had the wise man gone mad? The farmer said to the villagers, "Surely this is the worst cross I've carried in my life." The wise man couldn't see this. He's no longer wise. The very next day, a strong young horse was seen near that man's farm. Because the man had no ox to rely on, he had the idea to catch this horse to replace his ox. And he did. The farmer was joyful. He said, "Plowing the field has never been easier. It's easier than with an ox." He went back to the wise man to apologize. The farmer said, "You were right, wise man. Losing my ox wasn't the worst thing that could have happened. Turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I never would have captured my new horse had I lost my ox." The wise man looked at the farmer and said, "Maybe so. Maybe not." "Not again," thought the farmer. How can the wise man not know how gift the horse is to me? But once again, the farmer didn't know what was going to happen. He just thought he knew what was going to happen. A few days later, the farmer's young son was riding the horse, the young horse, and he was thrown off. He broke his leg. and now he couldn't help with the harvest. Oh no, thought the farmer. Now we're going to starve. So the farmer went to the wise man, and he said, "Wise man, how did you know that capturing my horse was really not a good thing? You were right again. My son is seriously injured. Can't help but the crop. Who's going to help me? This time, I'm sure this is the heaviest cross I've ever carried. Wise man, you will agree with me now." But just as he had done before, the wise man calmly looked at the farmer and said in a compassionate tone, "Maybe so, maybe not." The next day, troops arrived to take every able-bodied young man to the war that had just broken out in the nearby country next to them. They took all the young men, except the farmer's son. He was the only young man in the village who didn't have to go because he had a broken leg. His son would live. All the others would die and never return. You see, this story we need to hear often in life. It provides us with a powerful lesson. And the lesson is that we don't know what's going to happen in life. We just think we do. And often, as fickle human beings, we tend often to make a big deal out of nothing. We blow up scenarios in our minds. The devil works on our imagination and tells us all the terrible things that are about to happen or could happen or might happen. Most of the time, we are wrong. If we keep our cool and keep our faith, we know that perhaps the cross we have is the cross given to us. I hope it's obvious to us now. We should see our crosses in a positive way. Crosses are mysteries. We each must have one. And when we keep our cool and we keep our faith, we can be reasonably certain that eventually, as we are patient while our life unfolds, all will be well, because all is part of God's plan. Amen.